This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. My name's Roger, and I'm joined by my barfing buddy, Brad. What's up, Chuck?
Well, okay, Roger. Let's address the barf in the room. My streak ended. My streak ended 5 years. I had a 5-year clean streak of not chunking. So, you know, I'm frustrated with that. I threw up a couple times. I don't like throwing up. But here, in my stupor of throwing up, I was like, I need to be able to take this because drunks throw up all the time and they don't care. Drug addicts throw up. If drug addicts and drunks can handle it and people with chemo and pregnant women, I should be able to chunk a little bit as a drug-free, alcohol-free guy. That's what I'm saying.
And hopefully pregnancy-free.
Well, I'm actually pregnant, by the way. I'm pregnant. Pregnant with love. I'm birthing love.
Producer Barry's you guys.
Baby. Oh my gosh! Don't start that rumor. Producer Gary is not having a child. Him and his fourth wife are not expecting. I hope. Look at that face,
Producer Gary. I don't know anyone with the name of Gage.
Gary, I thought you were coming on. You hung up to come back on with the name Gary.
Did
and
it not
you
change
keep
it?
Using this name Gage. I don't understand this.
Did it not change it? I went to the thing and changed it.
No, it
doesn't change it. It doesn't change it, Gary. But we are also joined in the audience tonight. We have an audience, and MTD is joining us in the audience. Movie Torture Dad, and he is already throwing some shade at our guests. We have Jonathan here tonight, by the way, and it's always good. We have been workshopping a name for you, Jonathan. Heater J. What are your thoughts?
Not the strongest nickname I've ever had, but I understand.
What is the strongest nickname you've ever had?
Yeah.
High school, my nickname was Stinky.
Oh my gosh.
Like the ghost from Pac-Man? Or...
There's a ghost named Stinky. Okay.
Isn't that what your things are? I don't know.
Stinky?
Y'all are old. I thought y'all would get it. I don't know.
Nah, I don't know anything about Stinky. But that's a crazy nickname. What did you like rip them on people or something? Like, what was your move?
Yeah, I don't really know. I probably was just gassy all the time.
Speaking of that, guys, we have talked about on Movie Torture at least 5 times, if we had a superpower, what would it be? You know, and Jonathan, you've been a part of this conversation. Did y'all see that now they have an invisibility board where you can, like, hold it in front of you and nobody can see you?
Like a
wherever
mirror?
You're at. It just looks like a mirror that you're looking out at the... Like, we could be at the ocean and we could hide behind it and people would not know we were invisible.
I've seen that. I don't know the applications for it.
I feel like it's a bad idea. Movie Torture Dad, what are your thoughts on the invisibility
shield
wall? Because I feel like you're going to see something just sitting up in the sand, right? Did we lose all of you guys? Y'all are just looking at me like I'm...
You were talking about Movie Torture Dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
He said he's seen it.
Yeah.
Has he purchased it? That's what we want.
He's actually standing behind you.
He's actually in the studio right now watching behind his invisibility wall.
He's got it for the next family photo so he can keep you out of it. So, you know.
Oh my gosh. He said I have one on order, but he's going to put it in front of me. He's going to say, hey, Brad, hold this in the photo, and then we'll look, and I'll be gone. And they'll be like, this is a family photo. We just wanted Kristen and Max and Gabby, not you. I like how he has one on order.
I think
we should all order one.
Brad, during the golf tournament we were supposed to go to.
Oh my gosh, I hated not playing, man. But I kept thinking I was skipping out on my job on Sunday to hit the course on Monday morning. I was still trying to recover. I was trying to recover from the bug that I had. And
now, question: were you able to see the actual food that you ingested?
No, it wasn't.
You know, when you throw up corn, you can see corn. You know,
no, I looked because I'm a looker, but I didn't see a lot. I felt the pasta noodles coming out, the macaroni, because I made. Listen, this guys, I made dinner. I've been looking forward to this all week. I tried for the first time ever buffalo chicken macaroni and cheese because I went to a place on Thursday night and a guy ordered it at Mayworth near where we live. And I was like, I'm going to try that. So I waited. Saturday night came, whipped this up, and I was like, my stomach wasn't feeling good. And I fixed macaroni for my son because he's a lightweight. He can't eat anything spicy. And I told my wife, I'm like, I'm just going to eat a little bit of what he's eating. And I didn't even touch the buffalo mac. My wife was like, you're not going to eat it, Brad? And I'm like, nah, I'm just going to eat macaroni. So I ate macaroni and a little salad. And that was my dinner. And yeah, so yeah, I didn't even try it. And I watched them eat it and throw it away. So hey, must not have been good.
Yep. Did we watch a movie this week?
Oh my gosh, Raj, yeah. What movie are we watching this week?
We are watching the 1989 film She-Devil with Roseanne Barr and Meryl Streep.
Okay. You got any trivia? Because I know this is Meryl Streep, her second time on Movie Torch, which is she's a two-timer, which is blowing my mind, by the way.
The movie was released December 8th of 1989.
Okay.
The budget for it was $16 million, and the box office was $15.4
million. Okay, so let's figure out what 15...
I think I read that this was Roseanne's big screen debut.
It had to be a big screen if it had Roseanne on it.
Roger's throwing fat game already, man. $15 million today? Oh, wait, that's $150 million. Hold on. $15 million today is... I don't know. Keep talking, Raj.
You're doing this backwards.
I am. I want to know what $15 million would be. Okay.
It would be... I'm not going to be sarcastic. I will have to let Brad do his minute.
$38 million today is what it would have been. $38 million.
Yeah.
Okay. You want my? You got any trivia on this movie? Anything you want to add to this, Raj?
I'll have comments about the movie later on, but you know, nothing really interesting.
I just noticed that Movie Torture Dad wants to know he's watching the wrong podcast. He's joined us on a barfing pod. Okay. Real quick synopsis. Roseanne Barr has a huge, huge mole, and she lives with Ed Begley Jr., and they have two kids, and they go to a party. For some reason, they're at this big party where she sees an author, Meryl Streep, who is a very attractive Meryl Streep, and she seduces Ed Begley Jr. They end up falling in love. He becomes her accountant. Then he leaves her. He leaves Roseanne Barr, and then Roseanne Barr. She uses his words against him and tortures him for the rest of the movie. And at the end of the movie, he loses it all, and Roseanne has it all. And that is She-Devil. And after the movie, she goes on to continue her hit show as Roseanne Connor on ABC. Boom. And then she'll get fired many years later for saying something political.
That was it. Something yeah. Racist.
Was it racist? I can't remember what it was. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm glad this ain't a politics show. Okay. let's dive into this movie, Raj, because this is Meryl Streep's second time entering the pod. Jonathan, do you know she's been nominated 23 times for an acting Academy Award?
That's crazy, but I'm not a fan of hers, but I did like this movie. This movie wasn't a black eye on her record, in my opinion.
Oh my gosh, I have so many good things to say about this movie, man. Like, spoiler alert, this is one of my favorite movies that we've watched on Movie Torture.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're bonding over this, Jonathan.
It's like, it was so campy and like such a perfect like period piece. Like, just it felt like I was in 1989. It was so good.
Oh my gosh, like, it was so good. Jonathan, me and you like this so much, we could light a heater at the end of this movie and just be like,
yeah, I could smoke a cigarette after I was done with this.
I mean,
preferably
it was
a basic.
It was that good. A base. Yeah, I got a base. But Raj, I feel like you do not share the same. I feel like you're frustrated with this movie.
Oh, it was horrible.
What?
Yeah. For everything from the plot line to the bad CGI, like when Roseanne was blowing stuff up in the background. And
I feel like they wanted it to look that way. Don't you, Jonathan?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like that was the actual like point of the movie. Like, it was just very campy. Like, they were purposefully doing that.
We talk about outkicking your coverage a lot on this podcast, usually with the men outkicking it with the ladies. But in this movie, I cannot for the life of me figure out how Roseanne wooed Ed Begley Jr. to marry her. Did you not wonder that, Jonathan? Like, how in the world did these two end up together? Because they made her so unattractive. I don't feel like Roseanne's ugly, but in this movie with that mole, I was like, she needs to see like Dr. Pimple Popper. They got to laser that thing off, like, stat.
Yeah, there was no reason to make her less attractive.
No, like, they're like bringing in Roseanne, and I would say at the time, Roger, at this point, she has to be one of the most rising comedian and sitcom stars on television, right? I mean, she had to be a huge get for this movie.
Yeah, that was the time that she was really, you know, hitting the pavement. You know, everybody was talking about, you know, the show was taking on her stand-up act. So yeah, she was the Melissa McCarthy of that time.
Season one of Roseanne came out October of 1988. So you're right, Brad. Like, she was like setting the world on fire, or at least about to.
And even if you look at the movie poster, which, guys, I gotta say, one of my favorite movie posters. I mean, just look at this movie poster. It is hilarious. She's billed right beside Meryl Streep. It's not Meryl Streep in She-Devil. It's Meryl Streep, Roseanne Barr. Like, she got top billing for this movie. And I wonder what she made in this movie, first off. And this is the first movie she's ever been a part of. So she chose to do She-Devil first. So I gotta say, Roseanne, I've always been a fan of. I love Roseanne. I thought Roseanne was a great show. Jonathan, did you ever have a history with Roseanne?
We watched Roseanne religiously in my house growing up.
It's a great show, right?
Yeah, so good.
It is. The last few seasons were weird, but, you know, Gary, you ever watched Roseanne?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen... Yeah.
Roger, you don't like it.
I couldn't stand the show. I just didn't like when I hear her voice, it's fingernails on chalkboard. Like when she appears on one of mine and Jonathan's favorite shows, I try to fast forward any time that she's talking or screaming and yelling and stuff. So,
and I'm the opposite. I love her. I think she's so funny.
Well, see, I always thought like John Goodman was. I liked John Goodman and Roseanne.
Yeah, or, John Goodman, I like.
Yeah.
No, she's not coming back to the Conners. They fired her. But Movie Torture Dad wanted to know that, and I was okay. But I feel like, Roger, you're using your not liking of Roseanne to not like this movie, because I don't feel like her voice is nearly as annoying as the nanny, Fran Drescher's voice.
Oh, this movie, her voice wasn't as annoying.
But, Rod, you root for Roseanne in this movie, right? I mean, she is, you want her to destroy him. Because he is.
What was her husband's name? Bob.
Bob is a turd. He is a huge turd.
He was the worst. That scene at dinner where he yells at her and then tells her she's a she-devil, I would have loved to have choked him out.
If I told my wife, if movie torture dad came over and I told my wife she was a she-devil, what would you do, movie torture dad, if I made a big scene like that and screamed at my wife, Kristen, like she's a she-devil? I will throw this in here, guys. This is the first. This is a movie torture first. My wife watch this with me, and she's like, she knew every scene that was coming up because she said, I watched this movie over and over as a child. So I was like, how do you remember? I couldn't hardly remember it. She's like, oh, right now, this is the dog's about to run off the cliff right now. I'm like, what? How do you remember this? Like, she knew every beat to this movie, and she laughed. She was enjoying this experience, and it made me happy to see my wife enjoying the experience.
I thought you were going to say she watched it over and over with like her ex-boyfriend or something. This is weird.
Let me just go ahead and say that. Her and her ex-boyfriend watched this over and over again. And then she left him and thought she wouldn't have to ever watch it again. And then I'm like, hey, let's watch She-Devil. So we watched it. I don't think movie torture dad answered that question, though, when I asked him, what if I screamed at Chris? Movie torture dad, you got to watch this movie, by the way.
The rat in the food was so over the top.
But I think they want it to be, right, Jonathan?
Yeah. No. It was. It had its place in the movie, but, like, how random is that?
Well, they were setting it up. They're like, I can't find the rat. I can't find the rat, right? And they were setting that joke up, and it paid off. The first scene when they're in the grocery store, wasn't that one of the first scenes?
And the kid's punching holes in the milk. Dude.
Why didn't when I watched that, I said, that's got to be Jonathan as a kid, man. Like, I could totally see you doing that.
Is he not in another?
For doing that.
He looks just like the kid, the brother in 16 Candles.
He does? Has he ever been in anything?
I tried to pull it up in IMDb.
Has he ever been in anything? I don't know. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah. Hold on. I pulled it up here.
But as you pull it up, let's get back. That scene was brutal. And his mom was very, like, loving towards Roseanne. You could tell she felt pity for her, I would assume, right? Yeah, I don't understand why Bob's wanting to impress him. The house looks like crap. Like, what's Bob got going for him at this point? His wife has a mole. Like, I feel like if you got a wife with an ugly mole like that, you're setting the standard, you're setting the bar low for expectations in life, right? Like, I don't think, if I had a wife with a big mole and gross like that, I think my movie torture dad's going to be like, it's par for the course when we go over to Brad's house.
Like, all the, like, sex scenes,
Marken
basically.
Brian Larkin was in Jacob's Ladder.
Never seen it.
Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh, I like that movie. That's not a movie torture.
And Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, that was a very long movie.
And a few others. Jennifer 8. Working It Out.
This movie packs some good actors in it.
You and Kristen were destined to be a couple.
It's not a bad movie when it comes to, like, who they cast in this movie. I will say, this movie was pretty risque. I'm surprised it's a PG-13. I think it could have gotten an R rating, honestly. Like, I would not want my 11-year-old watching this with me. Yeah, but what was weird, this movie came out when I was 10, she's right? And my uncle had this movie on tape. Like, I had to be 11 at this point. And I would watch this movie on repeat at his house. Like, I loved She-Devil. But I couldn't remember anything about it at my age now. So it was like watching a brand new movie. But I don't know why an 11-year-old would want to watch this movie over and over
definitely
again.
Was scary for the time period.
We were. Like, there's no nudity in this movie. It's not like you're getting a boob shot, right? There's nothing in this movie.
You can't tell me that
there was the creepy scene of the daughter
that whenever the static came on the TV, it didn't freak you out for a while when you were watching it.
Yeah, look at Gary's face. He doesn't understand.
That was Nickelodeon kind of stuff.
I like the little lady from Poltergeist. She showed up. She's great. And then me and Kristen, my wife, got into the riveting game of, is she alive or dead? Because you know those people. I said definitely dead, too. And my wife said definitely dead, but she is very much alive. She is still alive today.
She's on NCIS
Los Angeles to this day. She's been on 281 episodes of that show. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
She is, and she's acting. She's a working actress. We should get her on this podcast and talk about this movie.
I'm thinking about Zelda Rubinstein.
By the way, Poltergeist, scary or not scary to you guys?
Never seen it.
I don't think I'd be scared now.
It was a little creepy, but not bad. Yeah,
you watched
Zelda
it, Raj?
Died in 2010.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, for Linda. Sure, but I don't even think that she's not that much older than me. Oh, my gosh. Movie Torture Dad looked up the old lady we thought was dead, and he goes, she's not that much older than me. Hey.
She looked old back in the
80s. She did, but a few more episodes of this, we're going to be going, Movie Torture Dad, dead or alive? Is he dead now or is he alive? So just a few more episodes, Dad. We're going to get there.
4'8".
Yeah, Poltergeist, I don't think that movie translates today, though, because no TV does that, right? Does any TV do that?
Static.
So how do you, mm-hmm. if we did Poltergeist today, how would they do it? Through your cell phone? No, she's only 6 years older than my dad. Oh, we outed Movie Torture Dad's age.
Well, he does look young.
He looks really young. Oh, wait. She's the one from Poltergeist.
Yeah. They both were.
No. Was she in Poltergeist? I'm looking now. Zelda's dead, right? Okay. Movie Torture Dad, you are spared. You are not the lady. You're not close to the lady's age in Poltergeist. This lady was in. She was in Popeye. Oh my gosh. She was in Kindergarten Cop, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Popeye, the one with
Robin Williams. Williams? She was in Maverick.
She was the principal in the movie you just talked about with Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
Kindergarten.
What is her height? Over under? Who wants to guess? I know her height. Who wants to go for it? Don't look it up.
If I were going to have it remade today, it would have to be Tim Burton, Rod, to do it.
4'1".
Gear.
4'5".
4'9".
I felt like this movie was in the universe.
She's been married to Karen Klein since 2008. She got married late in life.
The way I felt about the movie.
Okay. I want to say this about this movie. Yeah, next time. I want to say this about this movie. This is the perfect movie. And Jonathan, you and I need to get on this like yesterday.
The Roseanne character,
this is the perfect movie.
Oh, no.
To remake.
What's her name? She's the blonde.
For a modern,
she's British. Yeah.
Like, instead of Meryl Streep's character being a book author, she is a YouTube star. or a famous TikToker who wants to get taken, yeah. who
tell us
I how feel much like this would be so much on. Better remade today in a modern world with cell phones. The brutality of this would be up it. And you got to make it a hard R.
Even.
Like, it's got to be. The brutality of this has to be brutal for the dude. You could almost reverse it and make it dudes going after each other. And it might be even funnier. You know, like a dude steals like his wife and the dude's like, I'm just going to ruin you, right? Because at the end of the day, he has the cojones to look at Roseanne and he says to her, I got it written down. He says, hold on, where did he confront? She confronts and tells his assets are his home, his family, his career, and his freedom. And she proceeds to destroy each one of them one at a time. And I got to say, I think a modern take on this would be hilarious. What are your thoughts, guys?
Yep.
There was a thing I saw that there was different written sheets whenever that would show the four things, like the handwriting would change.
She wasn't
instead of using
movie.
The same sheet that you could tell somebody else had written.
I think
it.
They do that on purpose, though. I really think they're just having fun with us, the viewer. You think Tim Burton would be good at that? He'd make it more like an Edward Scissorhands world? You know, I could see that. I could see that. Who? So, would you make Winona Ryder like the put upon wife? See, I think you got to go young. And right now, he's big on that girl from Wednesday. She's in the new Beetlejuice.
And it reminds me of Problem Child with John Ritter yes. and the little redheaded kid.
That's the world. It's that world too. Like, I think it's in that world, the house. I like that comparison. Who would you cast in this movie, Jonathan? Would you go two women going at it, or would you make two men go at it? Oh, you're talking about
the soccer show?
No. She's really skinny now. You're talking about you don't like her because me and you've talked about her before. You don't like her. Rebel Wilson, yes. Her? Okay. Who would you make the big celebrity star then? Well, yeah. Hey, Reese Witherspoon would be funny because you could almost ugly up someone that's not. I mean, I don't think Rebel Wilson's ugly at all, but you could ugly up someone and then make because at the end Roseanne loses her mole, right? I do think this would be a funny movie though, like if you update it into modern times. And you make like Zac Efron the sleazy husband, who is Bob.
Yeah, you would at least. That was the thing that got me in this one. Ed Begley Jr. is not like some super stud hunk, you know.
He's a teen this to Roseanne. If it would been, Roger, he's definitely good looking to Roseanne.
Anybody would be good looking to
Roseanne.
Oh
my gosh. Gary looked so disheveled or so frustrated when I said that.
He's like, who are we talking about?
It's even Liz, Eartha Gary. but he doesn't even realize he's on a podcast right now. He's just sitting there. This movie, perfect movie for a remake, though. I really do. And I like your idea of Tim Burton. I don't think he'd ever do it, but you and I should write this remake, Jonathan, and go, this is the new modern She-Devil. Needs to be made. And you're right, it has to be, unless you call it He-Devil,
would that be a first? That would that be a first remake in a bad movie to make it better?
I bet you. First off, yeah, I dispute you on that. Bust. But I think we could.
It was a box office. It was a box office bust.
Yeah, but it. 15 million back then is 38. That's not bad. And I would say if we remade this, we could easily make more than that, even going on Netflix. This could be a Netflix movie, and it'd be this is if we remade this, it'd be better than some of the crap Adam Sandler's thrown out, in my opinion, on the Netflix. Yeah. She was great in this movie, dude. Like, you felt pity for her at the end of the movie. And, yeah, you're like, oh, my gosh. I'm trying to figure out which Meryl Streep role I like better, Jonathan. This one or Death Becomes Her, because they're both excellent. And Movie Torture Dad said the movie lost money. Yeah, it did. It did at the box office, but I bet you it made a killing on VHS sales and rentals. Because this is the kind of movie you want to pop some popcorn and just sit down and turn your brain off and watch. Yeah, I don't understand why I did that. I think I liked it. I love the end when you hear Elvis go, "She's the devil in disguise." I mean, that's the best thing ever. I love that part. And I love the scene where she's like, ha, 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 and she looks like the devil. I love that. Like, that's my favorite. But I think this would be a fun movie to, we're going to get to what we think of this movie at the end, but this is definitely a good movie. I'm upset with Roger that he's so frustrated with that. Okay, his assets. The first thing she attacks, is that what he says? I like how she dumps her kids off. Immediately. His assets the home, right? So she burns the house, blows the house up in comical fashion. Roger, what'd you think of the house blowing up?
That was a little over top with, which is, I guess, you know, in a comedy like that, you know, have what, 17, 18 different things? Explode.
Yeah, I was wondering if she's gonna get it. I would be worried I would not make it out in time. I'm putting things everywhere, and I'm like, what if something goes off a little early? Kaboom! Roseanne's no longer Roseanne Connor. She's dead Connor.
Yeah, it was quite a lot, you know. But again, it was horrible CGI.
I don't think they wanted good CGI. I think it wouldn't have been as funny if it looked realistic, in my opinion. Yeah, this movie did not want to look polished. It wanted to look like a soap opera, which I think it was. Then she gets the kids in the car, and she goes over, and she did that so he couldn't get any insurance money, right? And then she dumps her kids on him. But the maniacal part is now she's gonna like get a job at the nursing home to befriend Meryl Streep's mom, which I love how she gets her thrown out by making her like she wets the bed. Yeah. I mean, the thought she put into this, imagine, Raj, if Kristen did this to me, I would probably spend every day thinking how I could torture her in life. Like, what could I do to get her back?
You already have, Brad. You already have.
Oh, my gosh. just the extreme of going and working at a nursing home to befriend this lady who she knew. Meryl Streep didn't really care about her mom. Right, like it was all show, and you do see a quick turn. Like at the beginning, she is in love with meeting Meryl Streep at that party. She just was enamored. Now, I don't understand this, Roger. Help me out. He's like, I got to take her home, but I'm gonna drop my wife off first. See, I think that's Roseanne's problem at that point, because my wife would be like, whoa, 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 you're not taking this author home without me in the vehicle. Don't you think that was the first mistake of the movie?
Yeah. And I mean, it was just, that part was a little over the top. I mean, wasn't any sneaking around kind of to it. It was just like, you know, other than the first couple of lies, which she, of course, didn't believe.
What if the new movie is the lady is a famous podcaster on Hopecast Network, and then she meets the accountant? I don't know. I just thought about that. But, Jonathan, could you imagine dropping your wife off and going, hey, I'm going to take this lady home. It's a 97-mile drive. I'll be back. She would neuter you. There'd be no coming in. And the fact that he rolls in at like in the morning, right? Wasn't it the morning? Or was it?
Oh, yeah.
And he tries the old tire. My wife would have went out and inspected the tires. Like, first thing Kristen would have done, like, okay, Brad, I'm going to go check these tires out here, Brad. And like, she would be on it. So I don't understand why Roseanne didn't go do that. Like, I would have definitely, and he just came in hungry. And also, he came in to take a shower. Like, you walk in, you're going to take a shower. And I told Kristen's like, he's washing that smell off of him, Brent. And I'm like, yeah, I suppose he's washing the smell off of him. This is what we watch.
That's what you do when you take a shower. You're getting the smell off of you.
I mean, I feel like Roseanne would have been a good cook, though. No, I mean, she
took a rap. Yeah, because her stand-up act was her being a domestic goddess. She was a domestic goddess.
Roger, you have such animosity towards Roseanne, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You are not a Roseanne. You did not buy her albums.
No.
She had
She was on that that comedy special that Rodney Dangerfield did, which was probably one of the best ever on HBO. And, you know, she was about the only comedian I didn't like on that show. It was just like, it was like a headline of Bob Saget and all these other guys. The screaming guy.
Gilbert Gottfried? Sam Kinison.
No, the other
Sam
screaming Kinison. Guy. Sam Kinison. Yeah, Sam Kinison. There were a bunch of others on there. It was.
Okay, my favorite Dangerfield. Is I watched him in a movie called, I mean, I like him in all his movies, except Natural Born Killers. He was weird in that. But he did a movie called Meet Wally Sparks. It's an underrated movie. It's funny. He's like this talk show host, kind of like Jerry Springer. And he's at a party, and this two attractive couple walks in, and he goes, hey, y'all two should get a room. And then this heavyset couple walks in, and he goes, hey, y'all two should get a bond. That was so funny. They just look at it. Oh, we have a special guest tonight. Raj has a dog.
Yeah, the official movie torture dog, Lucy.
Hello, Lucy. Now we have two women on the pod now. So, you know. okay, back to this movie. So now she dumps the kids off. She brings the mom to the house, which is funny in itself. But it's funny to watch. First, I like the butler, too, who I guess is not getting to shag Meryl Streep anymore because Ed Begley's around. Is that right?
Yeah.
He had to be shagging her before, right?
Yeah. A. Martinez. Was
his name. I like how they find out she's not 34, but she's actually, what was she, 39 or was she 40 or 41?
Yeah, the mom telling all the stories to that. So that reporter was probably the funniest part of the movie.
That was good, man. He's like, oh, she's 40.
It was a slut.
Oh, gosh. but all in all, this was a great movie. Like, I love it from start to finish, truthfully, but I'll get to that in a minute because it's so hard to not want to say it. But what else did you get from this movie, Raj? Or Jonathan, what else did you get from this? Like, was there anything else to pull from this movie besides it's a good time capsule movie of 1989? It was a real house, by the way, and I read that it's demolished now. They tore it down. No longer exists. I'm more amazed that that lady, like, was obsessed with that. That's weird. I mean, I guess I was obsessed with the movie, too. I watched it over and over again. But I'm more weirded out that this lady... Did the house seem... Did it scream goth to you?
The house...
Oh, yeah. Roger, did you ever go through a goth phase?
Come on.
You had a time when you were goth, right? Because what Movie Torture listeners don't know is me and Roger used to hang out when he had the long flowing red hair. He used to wear black makeup and wear only black leather. That was... Yeah, he looked like he's going to the Blue Oyster Bar. It's black leather. Did you get the drop, Jonathan? movie torture dad says Roger looks goth. Of anybody on the cast, who do you think would be the best goth?
You can't be goth and have red hair. You can't be goth.
Oh, you sure can be goth and have red hair? I'm going to find somebody that's goth and red hair.
I do have the white, white skin of a goth, you know.
I want to see. Okay, hold on. I just found a goth. Redhead, dark lady, goth fashion. We're gonna check this out here. Hold on. I'm gonna share my screen so y'all can see it.
Brad, are you sure you want that on your search history?
You'll see it.
That's a little weird.
Let's see. There it is. Redheaded goth.
That's a female. I'm talking about a male.
That's weird. It's still weird.
Anyway. Would First Lady be goth? Could you see Hannah being goth?
I can see that being physical.
I see Roger with the long hair slicked and then like a nose chain that like connects to his ear with like dark black lipstick. And he sits around. It's just a face. But like, what about Trent? What about Blumhouse Trent? Except no mullet. I did have a mullet.
Did you have a mullet?
Yeah. Yeah, did I had really? A mullet.
And I'm too old to be. Goth was after, you know, like, I wasn't an adult by the time Goth
hit. I could honestly see producer Gary being goth. I'm like wondering why he logged in. He's just sitting here like, I don't know. I do like the idea of Roger sitting in his room eating meatloaf with his chain connected to his ear, long red hair, black lipstick, going, Mom, I need more meatloaf. And she's like bringing it down.
Now my mom would have said, get it yourself.
I never got into the goth phase. I had a chain wallet once, which I liked. But I never got into the goth phase. No. Really? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Marilyn Manson.
I've seen pictures of him. Yeah.
Did he get Me Too'd, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
He did, right?
I don't know.
I think he got Me Too'd. Marilyn Manson.
But you know that's like...
I never liked him. I didn't know. I don't know if he was in music. But I remember he was like the leader in goth, right?
Yeah, he was really I always thought like Alice Cooper's like goth, right?
That's his thing. Not goth, right?
Have you seen a picture
of Alice Cooper? He's just a rocker like hits. He's not like goth is where you look sad and down all the time. Because I remember when I was in the military, we would see a bunch of goth. Because back in the late 90s, gothin was everywhere. And every time we'd see one, I'd be like, oh, goth. What has she done to herself? Like, that was the thing we'd do. That was our joke. Because it was weird. People in goth are weird. Sorry if we're offending goth people right now, by the way. That's just a character for Alice.
Oh, yeah.
Movie Torture Dad chimes in, Gary.
That is.
But, see, Gary woke up when we talked about music. Gary's he's awake now. But Marilyn Manson's, he's goth. Even, like, Rob Zombie's kind of goth, right?
I put those two about on the same level.
Yeah, well, I think those guys are like horror kind of goth, like heavy metal horror.
Mm. Yeah. What about Blumhouse Trent? Could he be goth?
Mm.
Oh, that would be hilarious. If he shaved his head and like darkened his eyebrows. Like
really, really weird.
And he was the one goth guy that ran around hating Blumhouse. That was his move.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I would not be as sad as that as if my son came in and said, I'm going to be goth. Then I'd be way more sad.
Do you think there's like a certain age that people can get to where they're like, you can't. Brad, you couldn't go goth now.
Oh,
you're too old.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it's a phase, right?
Could you imagine, right? Roger, if I showed up at my job dressing goth? You do? Oh, my gosh. They still dress like goth. How old are they? Movie toward your dad said, I can think of some worse things for Max. Yeah, I can, too. The 40, I think Gary's right.
It's not just a phase.
At 40, you got to give up goth, right? You can't keep on. It's kind of. Okay, what is worse if all of us in our ages, Gary excluded, because Gary's younger than us. But well, let's just throw Gary in. What if we all decided to go goth, and we would come home from work on the weekends and paint our lipstick black and go out in goth parties? People would think we had lost our mind.
Is your lipstick not normally black, Brad? You usually wear non-black lipstick, Brad.
But if all four of us and Movie Torture Dad decided to start cosplaying, and we started dressing like Naruto on anime, I feel like people wouldn't condemn us as much. I don't like anime, but I have a son in my house that worships it. Gabby only watches anime all the time, so I see it. But like, if we cosplayed like anime, I don't feel like people would frown on us as much as if we gothed it. What do you think, Movie Torture Dad? Do you think we could cosplay over gothing?
I think you're still too old for that.
Let's tie it up. Okay. Roger, do you have any reviews for this movie?
Honestly, the only one I found was like a good one, which was kind of corny.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Hold on one second. Yeah, let me find it here. Why don't you do yours real quick and I'll do mine.
Okay. So we have some Amazon 5-star reviews. Sarah, she literally wrote this April 3rd, 2024. Again, Gary, you know how amazed I am at these people that decide to just start writing reviews, like on movies that are 35 years old. Way too funny. Perfect revenge story. They both did an amazing job with this film. Loves to shop a lot. Said, it's a good laugh. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. The payback is funny. And then the last one, Hui-hmm, wrote in March of 2022, hilarious script. Roseanne Barr and Meryl Streep hitting all the right notes. And even the costumes make me laugh. This is an almost perfect comedy. Meryl Streep's performance portrayal of a vain romance writer, Mary Fisher, raises the comedy from a very good to great. Second, she has nuanced interpretation of the character. Mary Fisher is written as a caricature, Roger. The funniest moments are when the facade slips and we see the real Mary Fisher exposed. And those are funny. Like, she's all fake. But when the kids get around, she's like, oh my gosh. Like, you can tell she hates her life. She's not a kid person.
So here's the review I came across. The title is Fun and Soapy. And it says, I thought She-Devil was going to be an incredibly stupid, but sometimes having low expectations is the best way to pleasantly be surprised by a movie. It was actually pretty funny, and just like the quirky comedy Death Becomes Her, it was fun to see Meryl Streep letting her hair down and having fun with someone that was something like. Roseanne Barr starts the movie off married to Ed Begley Jr., but when his head gets turned by the famous glamorous romance novelist Meryl Streep, she loses him. And then it goes through a blah, 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 just like a revenge of, I mean, a review. And then at the end, she says, if you've ever been a wrong woman, gather up a bunch of girlfriends and pour the cocktails. This one's fun, soapy, and fluffy.
Jonathan, we need to pour some cocktails and watch this movie, dude, because...
And douse each other in liquid soap.
I don't want to go that far. Movie Torture Dad wants to know what I would think if he turned goth. I said it would be hilarious if a man your age would turn goth. I think that'd be a game changer, honestly. Be so stupid. Jonathan, Movie Torture, Movie Gold. Yeah, Roger. Movie Torture, Movie Gold.
Torture, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. It's horrible.
Roger, I love you, man. We think a lot alike at times, but I gotta disagree with you like Tony Kornheiser disagrees with Michael Wilbon on their TV show. This movie, I'm gonna throw it out there. Quite possibly the best movie we've ever watched that on this podcast. It's up there with Champions with me, except it's funny. Like, this movie is the best popcorn movie we have watched ever on this podcast. This is not a bad movie. I actually slipped one through the goalie to get this one on because it's that good. It's just fun. How did you not like this? I don't understand, Raj. This movie had everything in it that's just hilarious. And Meryl Streep is so underrated on her comedy chops. She's always in dramas, but she is really good in comedy. To me, she's better than Roseanne in this movie. Oh, really? Ah, she was great in this, though.
Yeah.
But let me throw this out, guys, since we're wrapping up. Would this movie have been funnier and even campier if Roseanne looked like Roseanne, minus maybe the mole? And she was the famous author, and Meryl Streep was the put-upon wife of Ed Begley, and he leaves her for Roseanne, and we see Meryl Streep plot revenge on a vain Roseanne. I think that might even be funnier, honestly, because you'll be watching this going, how in the world? Yeah, I guess we need it to be Meryl Streep versus... Was this movie written...
I will say, who would be producer Gary in this movie? I think the butler.
I think producer Gary's the kid going through the grocery store opening up the milk. Or he's the guy that comes and cleans the kitchen up after the rats on the floor. He's in there cleaning it. He brings him a pizza, Roger, because they broke the meal. They dropped the meal. They got to have a pizza, right?
No, I think he's
I do like the butler. He comes on. He's like, "You're home. Okay." And she's like, "Yes, Gary, I'm home." He like does everything for her. Anyway, guys, this has been great. She-Devil, funny movie. And Roger, I'm disappointed that you don't like. I'm going to get off here and I'm going to tell my wife that you do not like She-Devil. And the movie Torture Dad's turning goth.
That would be
and
fun.
And Roger used to be a goth. Just get him. I'm going to spin some yarns.
I had a little heavy metal. I had a little heavy metal in me, but not.
Well, for my good friend Heater J, I don't know if that's going to stick or not, but for producer Gary and my big buddy Raj, since I'm little buddy Brad, my name is Brad. We will see you next time on Movie Torture.